Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Chof Ches Omud Aleph. In the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, we have a few little bits of the Mishnah Berurah left from the very end of Simen Kuf Mem Dalid, which we'll start the Shir off with. So we had explained in yesterday's Shir, which was dealing with a person getting an aliyah in the first Sefer Torah, the last aliyah in the first Sefer Torah, so such a person should not get the first aliyah in the next Sefer Torah, for example, Maftir in the second Sefer Torah, because it's going to look like there was a pagam, some sort of a problem in the first Sefer Torah, and that's why they gave the same guy an aliyah again. So what should you do if he's the only guy in shul? So we begin on the third line of the Mishnah Berurah, on Daf Chof Ches Omud Aleph. Ein likros l'mishol b'achrona, shiala hu gam kein l'maftir b'sefer sheni. Don't give the person who got the last aliyah in the first Sefer Torah the aliyah of maftir in the new Sefer Torah. Afil ben shomacher shiodei l'haftir, even if there's nobody else there that knows how to read the maftir and the haftorah. Because it will appear, denira kamatol dofi b'sefer Torah rishona. It will look like the first Sefer Torah was possible in some way. Neshi chaseiro sharp sula, had some sort of a pagam or blemish in it, and therefore, Ella, what should you do? Yiglu a Sefer Torah Rishona Shigilu Sham. Since he's the only guy that knows how to do the laning, so here, do not take out a second Sefer Torah, but roll the first Sefer Torah, even though it'll be a Tircha Litzibura. Take out the first Sefer Torah, continue with that Sefer Torah, roll it all the way to where the Maftir is until you reach there, and then give that same person Aliyah. This way it won't cause any aspersions to be cast on the first Sefer Torah. However, if they wish to give the Maftir in the second Sefer Torah the Aliyah to Maftir to somebody who got an earlier Aliyah in the first Sefer Torah, not the very last one, then the Magen Avraham is Matir. Why? Because they ain't Shayach Pagam. Because it doesn't look like there was a psul in the first Sefer Torah, because they had all these other guys reading from that Sefer Torah afterwards. If there was a psul, why did they give the guy that got Shlishi the Maftir? They should have given Revi, Chamishi, Shishi, new Aliyahs as well. The fact that they have all these other people that didn't get called up in the second Sefer Torah, it must be there's nothing wrong with the first Sefer Torah. But if they call up the last guy with the Aliyah, and then they call him up again, they must people will assume there was something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. However, when you have other people in between them, it's like a brand new laning, and nobody's going to have aspersions cast on the first Sefer Torah. Nevertheless, Habach Oser, he says, no, you still shouldn't do this. And this is the way the El Yerabba passes as well. Why? Because people are going to say, only now do we find out there was a psul in the first Sefer Torah, so we gave one of the guys the Aliyah in the second Sefer Torah, but we couldn't give them all. He says, however, we do allow this on Simchas Torah. B'Simchas Torah, Mitzadi El Yerabba, the Yesh L'Hokko, B'Zeyak HaMogen Avraham. On Simchas Torah, we do allow a person to get an Aliyah, who gets one of the many, many Aliyahs that are given out, to also be the Chosin Torah, the Chosin Bereishis, so to get the Maftir. The Mulikros L'Chosin Bereishis, Mishalach Kvar B'Sefer Torah Rishon. You can give out this Aliyah twice. In other words, the person can get an Aliyah in the regular Aliyahs of Simchas Torah, and then he can get the special Aliyah of Chosin Bereishis, for example. Why? Machmas the Yesh L'Od Snifim L'Hatushon, because there are other reasons that will be Matir this as well, on top of what we wouldn't be concerned about here about casting aspersions on the first Sefer Torah. And the Dershu footnote number 12 brings down Shakol Yodim Shemishim Simchas Torah. Everybody knows that this is the minhag in Simchas Torah to give a person who got already an Aliyah to give him another Aliyah of Chasan Bereishis. Dershu footnote number 11 brings down Shakori B'Parshis V'Zos HaBracha Yochel Lalos L'Chasan Bereishis. Likewise, there's no concern. And he says, Shav Chosin Torah in Yochel Lalos L'Chosin Bereishis, Mikol Mokom Bebeis HaKnesses Acher Yochel Lalos. Well, you shouldn't give Chosin Torah followed by Chosin Bereishis, that you shouldn't do. But the same person could get it in another shul where there'd be no concern of casting aspersions on the Sefer Torah. Sivkot Nudches, we said that you have three Sefer Torah, then you can call up three separate people to get the Aliyah. V'adin Trei Gavri B'Tei Sefer Arim, likewise, two people get the Aliyahs in two different Sefer Torah, that's certainly permissible as well. V'mir Tzarisho Me'ashlosh L'Ikros B'Sefer Torah Shlishos L'Mavdir, can the person who got the last Aliyah in the first Sefer Torah, he doesn't get the first Aliyah in the next Sefer Torah, but he wants to get the next Aliyah in the third Sefer Torah, that's Talya B'Pluxus Habacha Mogen Avraham Shekasati Mitchila. That is dependent upon the machlokes that we brought down already earlier in today's share between the Bach and the Mogen Avraham. Ayin Shom. Sivkot Yutes. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mechaber, who says, Shekol Yos B'Shabbos, if you have three Sefer Torah taken out, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh Tevis, that's on Shabbos, so you have Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos. Shechel Kori Binyon Shel Yom. One of them reads the regular parasha of the week. Vasheni B'Shel Rosh Chodesh. And the third one, B'Shel Chanukah, L'Mafti. That's why you'd have three Sefer Torah. Lekum Yishum P'kam. We don't concern ourselves there that people will think that the earlier Sefer Torah have a blemish in them. Afilu Binyon Echad. an ayin in the Prima Gadim. He says this is true even if it's one subject matter. And he says, look in the Prima Gadim, which Dershu footnote number 14 brings down, the Prima Gadim was mistapek in Nemar Hetzeh af Parsha Achas or Rak Be'idyon Echod. This is a talk about when it's in one Parsha or one subject matter. And that concludes really the last Mishnah Berurah on Sif Katan Kuf Mem Dalet. And now we begin Sif Katan Kuf Mem Hey, which deals with a very interesting din that we're not noheg to have today. And that's Dinei HaMeturgamin. They used to have people called the Meturgamon that would go and translate each Pasuk into Aramaic, which was the vernacular language of the people. So what is this halacha? So the Mechaber starts off and he says, Bimei Chachmei HaGemara, during the days of the Gemara, so they would translate each pasuk that was read in the Torah into the vernacular Aramaic. They would read Targum Onkelos, and the people would understand it because that was the language that they spoke. So this was the minhag. They would read a pasuk, and then they would read the Targum Onkelos on that pasuk. They would have a separate person called a meturgeman that would go and read that out loud. Now, ein akari rasher likros leturgeman yosemi pasuk echad. The person who's laning should read one pasuk at a time. He shouldn't read more than one pasuk. Then he should stop, finish the entire pasuk, and then the meturgeman translates that one pasuk. Then a metagim, rasha letagim, achiyichla pasuk mibakore. And the meturgeman shouldn't start translating the pasuk until the baal kore has finished reading the entire pasuk. And likewise, v'en akore, the baal kore should not start reading the next pasuk, rasha likros pasuk acher, achiyichla turgum mipi hametagim, hatargum mipi hametagim, until the meturgeman has finished translating the pasuk. Only then should the baal kori start the next pasuk. Furthermore, the Mechaber says, the person who is laning shouldn't raise his voice louder than the person who is the meturgeman, who's translating it. And likewise, and the meturgeman, he shouldn't be raising his voice to translate it so loud that it's in a louder voice than the baal kori. And likewise, the person who's laning shouldn't assist the meturgeman in the translations. So people shouldn't say shelo yomru targum kasa b'torah, because they'll say he's the baal kore. Anything he's saying must be written in the Torah. Those Arabic words, the targum unkelos, must be the words of the pasuk. So in order to forestall that eventuality or possibility that people might think, so the meturgeman should be the only one translating. The baal kore should not assist the meturgeman in translating. That's Sif Aleph. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Noagim L'Targim. The minog in those days was to be in a Targim. B'loshon Targum. Ki loshon L'shonim Hoya Aramonis. They would read Targum Unkelos because that was their vernacular tongue. So that was a good translation. People understood it. Mipiyam a Targim and Sif Katan Beis. The Mishnah Berurah states, "Vakol kidei shlo yisbabu latzibur v'yuchlu lishmo kol haparsha kitzovim piakore." We said that the meturgeman should not start translating before the baal kore has finished laning, and this is so they shouldn't get confused. The people shouldn't hear two voices at the same time. They should only hear the baal kriya, the laner, when he's saying his words, and they should only hear the meturgeman when he's translating it. And only afterwards, v'achak kachivinu kol perusha mipi avatagim, because if they hear the entire pasuk and then they hear the entire translation, the people will understand it. But if they hear both at the same time, they won't get either one. Siv Katan Gimel, we said that neither one should raise the voice louder than the other one. The baal kriya should say at the same level, decibel of speaking as the meturgeman and vice versa. So the Mishnah Berurah explains this is based upon the pasuk, Tuchsiv, Moshe Yidaber V'Elokim Yanenu V'Kol. Moshe said the Aser said Dibros to the Jewish people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded each time with the next Dibra. And this means, V'hai B'Kol, Hainu B'Kol Shel Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, gave it with the same decibel, the same voice of Moshe Rabbeinu. So from here we have an allusion to this idea that both the one who reads the Torah and the one who explains the Torah should say it with the same rough decibel level. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Katan Mitargim Ayidei Godol. A Katan, who laned, is allowed to have a Godol go and be the meturgeman to translate it. That's not considered a pagam in the kavod. However, avol ein kavod legadol sheitargim ede katan. But it's not considered proper for a gadol who went and leaned for having a katan go and read the explanation, translate the explanation for the tzibur. Siv katan gimel. Ha'idna, nowadays, none of this is halacha l'maisa, the Mechaber says. And this is based upon Tosfos in Megillah. Lo nohagu l'targim. We don't have anybody as a meturgeman translating into Aramaic. Why? Mishum d'mato elis b'targim. How would this help anybody? Kivin shem avino so. The average person doesn't understand Targum Onkelos. It's very difficult for them. Their Aramaic was the native tongue. So, therefore, it wouldn't serve any purpose to have the meturgeman translated into a language that nobody understands or many people wouldn't understand. And therefore, the Mechaber says, we do not do this nowadays. The obvious question is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel. The Ein Lomar, Nilmad Mehem, Lefarish Gamanachnu, La'om Biloshon Shiovinu. Why don't we have the meturgeman today translated into English? Let him say it into the vernacular language. Let him take out an art scroll translation, a Matsuda translation, whatever translation you like, and read the translation in English. So Gemara says, no, you can't do that. The Mishnah Berurah says you can't do that. The Shiny Targum, Shiniskan Beruach HaKodesh. The Torah brings down the Targum Unkelus, based upon the Gemara, was said over in Ruach HaKodesh, with great divine in understanding and translation. And therefore, the Unkelus had a special meaning to it, and therefore it had a special status. And he says, furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah, V'ayim Magin HaGiborim, Shehevi B'Shem HaTashbeitz, Shegam Ato, Rishus L'Targim B'Loshim Targum. If we wanted to, we could still even say, the Meturgim could say Unkelus today, even though Av Shem Evino so. Why? Mishum Sheniskan Beruach HaKodesh, because Unkelus is special. But we don't do this day because it wouldn't really accomplish anything, and the reading of the Targum was never ma'akiv. It wasn't an absolute requirement. It was a very practical requirement, and we only do that in the days where the people understand the Targum. The issue footnote number one brings down a very interesting discussion, and he says, the Chasam Sofer adds over here, he says, Shiev Shor B'Shum Ofen L'Chavin Ha'emes B'Pashtus Kavonis HaMikro. And whatever translation you're using, if it's not a divine translation, you're going to miss out. You're not going to be able to say all the pshatim. We can only use a targum that was stayed over at Har Sinai, like Targum Unkelus. And even though there would be nothing wrong if a person read it to himself, so while you can look at it in English and read the translation yourself, that's a wonderful idea. However, to say it out loud, that would be considered somehow dover shkarim, as if you spoke falsehood, because no translation can be 100% accurate. And he brings down from Rishelis Achuvah Sigris Moshe, where Moshe finds his etzal, that even the reading of Rashi, if this were to be read by the Meturgim, would not be good. Because in regards to Shtayim Mikro V'Yachat Targum, Rashi, according to many, can fulfill, instead of the Targum, Unkelus, Mikol Mokom. In this regard, of the Meturgim, in the Tzibur saying it, since even though it's by a great, great Rishon like Rashi, nevertheless, there's differences of opinion. The Ramban disagrees with Rashi sometimes. Even Ezra disagrees with Rashi. Other Mufarshim disagree with Rashi. So therefore, it would fall into this category of Dover Shikarim somehow. And therefore, only Targum Unkelus, which was written divinely, or also Targum Yonas Ben Uziel, which was also written divinely. These are from Tanoim, and these were written very, very early translations with Ruach HaKodesh. So therefore, they would be allowed to be said in public. Rav Moshe Feinstein brings down another tremendous idea in the Igros Moshe. And Rav Moshe finds his Atzal says, even Ben Garva LeGarva, you shouldn't go and translate the previous series of Psukim that you just read. So after Rishon, don't have somebody get up there and give a Dvar Torah on Rishon and tell you what Rishon was all about. Because this is still called Zman Kriya Atzma, and you're not allowed to read any other Targum then other than Targum Unkelus. That concludes Sif Kuf Mem Hei. Now we start Kuf Mem Vav. Shlo L'Dabri B'Shasa Kriya. A person is absolutely forbidden to talk during the laning. The Mechaber starts off and he says, also lotzeis, lohaniach sefer Torah kishu pesuach. A person is not permitted to leave the shul when the sefer Torah is open. To leave the shul while the sefer Torah open, we'll see, is a terrible thing. However, avo ben gavra legavra, in between aliyos, shaper domi. If you have extenuating circumstances that require you to leave, then it would be okay. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph explains, a person who leaves while the Sefer Torah is open, al zeh ne'emar, about such a person that says, va'ozi Hashem yichlu, those who leave HaKodesh Baruch Hu will be destroyed, which in the Targum is translated as, u'dishovek oraisa da'Hashem yishteitzun, somebody who leaves the Torah of HaKodesh Baruch Hu will be destroyed. Dishah footnote number one brings down in the second paragraph of the footnote, Mishin nichnas le'ezet tzorach le'beis ha'knesses v'yem sakri. If somebody happens to walk into the shul for a purpose, he has to get his talis or whatever, and they're in the middle of the laning, so the prima gardim questions, is he allowed to leave until the end of that aliyah, or should he stay there till the end? Is he allowed to leave before the end of the aliyah, or should he stay there till the end of that aliyah? So the Kaf HaChaim paskins, in the name of the Das Ruach Chaim, Lahachmir, you shouldn't leave in the middle. And this is also the opinion of the Ma'ariv Mikam Ranah. And this is also the opinion of Renis and Karlish Shlita. The Kaf HaChaim does, however, add that Ben Gavra LeGavra, the Kaf HaChaim would say you can leave, Afilu Kishen Zetzorach Gold, even without a great pressing need. And, however, Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Shekivan Shein Yoshe Shomidei Keva, the guy came into shul to get his talis, or whatever the reason, he's not really sitting there, so it doesn't have the same application as somebody who was sitting there and leaves. And therefore, he says, B'shaset Chach Yesh L'smoch HaSvaruzu. One could rely upon this if he has to come into the shul while they're laning and leave during that aliyah. The issue footnote number two brings down that the same din does not apply during the Haftorah, according to the Afike Maginim. A person could leave if he has to during the Haftorah. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, this din about not leaving while the Sefer Torah is open. Afilu iko asara ditzaitzi l'sefer Torah zulaso. Even if there still be a minion, they have 10 people listening to the laning. And furthermore, v'gam hu kvar shama kriyas haTorah b'asara. He himself personally heard the laning. He stayed in the shul for whatever the reason, and now he wants to leave. He shouldn't leave while the Sefer Torah is open. Afilu hochi asur. Nevertheless, this is still asur. Sivkot and Beis The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mechaber who said, however, in between Aliyos, Ben Gavra LeGavra, you could leave. So he explains, that's assuming there's still 10 people left in the shul. You certainly shouldn't be allowed to leave if you're going to make the minyan go away. Sivkot and Gimel Shaper Dami, it's permissible for you to leave. Vainu Shekvar Shoma Kriyasa Torah. This is only for the person himself who's already heard Kriyasa Torah. Or, Oshadato Lovo Miyad, or he's going to come right back before they finish the Ben Gavra LeGavra. He's just stepping outside for a second, and he'll be back before they start the next Aliyah, so then it's okay. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lamaisa, you shouldn't even leave Ben Gavra LeGavra in between the Aliyos unless there's a pressing need to do so. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Kivan Shiyishkola Kori Likros B'Sefer Torah, once the Chazan, the person who's laning, has begun to read the Sefer Torah, Asula Saper, then you're absolutely not allowed to talk, Afilu B'Divrei Torah, even words of Torah. The person is absolutely forbidden to talk during the laning. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, V'Hamogin Avram Mitzadi Lomar, the Mogin Avram adds over here, the Mishor Sheniftach HaSefer Torah, even before they start the laning, just when the Sefer Torah is already opened up, Afilu Lo Hiskola Dayin Akori Likros, even if he hasn't started the lady yet, but he has opened up the Sefer Torah, Gam Kinosu, then you're not allowed to speak. V'chein Mashu Dasa Grabi V'yura, the Vilna Gaon in his great commentary on Shulchan Aruch agrees and says the same thing. The Mishor Sheposchu HaSefer Torah, as soon as the Sefer Torah is opened up, even though the Baal Kori has not started to lane yet, Kidei Levarech, as soon as they've opened it up so the person can make the bracha, Asur L'Saper, it is permissive, not permitted to talk, even Divrei Torah. And that's what Sivkot and Hay writes, Afilu B'Divrei Torah. V'chein Lefarish Dvar Torah, even to say over Dvar Torah, Olahoros Haro Liyadim Sheshoel, Asur. Even to go Paskin a Shaila for somebody that's not a pressing, immediate need Shaila, it's Asur to do so once the Sefer Torah is opened up. However, Ulafrushe Me'isura, if you see somebody is doing something wrong, you're permitted to tell him, stop doing what you're doing. If you see the person is doing something wrong, his tefillin are dragging on the ground, the straps are on the ground, something fell off his lap, a gemara fell on the floor. So you could point out to him, pick that up. If he's not able to signal or sign to him something, then you would be allowed to talk in that situation. But ideally, you shouldn't talk anything once the Sefer Torah is opened, and certainly once they've started the laning. The Mechaber continues and he writes that this is true, that you're not allowed to talk Divrei Torah, is Afilu Ben Gavra LeGavra. This is an amazing chumrah over here that the Mechaber brings down. Even between the Aliyos, you're not allowed to speak in Divrei Torah. You're not allowed to say anything, even in between the Aliyos. It's considered as if you're still in the middle of laning. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains, the reason why we don't do this is Shema Yimoshe Halima B'Yesakriya, because if you're talking during between the Aliyos, you may end up talking during the Aliyah. The Bach comes up with a huge kula, the Mishnah Berurah says. Vavach mekel belimud ben gavra legavra. The Bach permits a person to learn in between one aliyah and the next aliyah. The Elya Rabbi Mitzadi, the Elya Rabbi, however, qualifies and explains the diamacherim ein lahokil. To talk to somebody else Torah, that the Bach isn't mekel on, because shema yimoshech, because he may come to talk then during the aliyah itself. Obeveino levein atzmo, and it's only between yourself, looking in a sefer, we don't have to prevent the person from looking inside a Rashi in between the aliyahs. That's permissible, because you're not worried that he's going to continue the learning in between the aliyah because he learns Bein Gavra LeGavra. However, Ach Lahoros Oz Harol if Yishaw in LaHachmer. However, in between the aliyahs, if somebody comes and asks you a Shaila, then you don't have to be Machmer. You can answer the Shaila quickly. The Lo Shchiach Kozer Bezer Shema Yimoshech. This won't happen on a regular basis, that this will happen, and it will lead to a problem on a regular basis. So on a one-time basis, it would be permissible. The issue footer number 6 brings down. Likewise, Achid Lomar Mazel Tov La'ola La'Torah Be'Gav La'Gavra, to say a Shkoyach or a Mazel Tov to somebody in between the aliyahs is also permissible. The minog of people going up to shake the rabbi's hand, and the rabbi says Shkoyach, this is the hefter for that. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, Sheish L'Hokel B'Dover, one can be permissible in this situation, because this is part of the mitzvah of getting an aliyah. This is part Tzorech HaMitzvah, and therefore it is permissible. This will conclude today's shiur.